برنامج عدينه في يوم الجمعة يوم الجمعة يوم الجمعة. Programs of Legion on a Friday only on the Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jumma Mubarak to you and your family. Yes, it's the Friday Nasiha here on the Voice of the Cape on 91.3 FM Stereo, 89.8, 90.9, 95.8 FM if you're listening to us in the Boland and on www.vscfm.co.za. Everywhere else. Of course, a beautiful Friday, alhamdulillah. The weather's gotten a little bit cooler and we had some rain last night, which is very welcome, and hopefully inshallah that trend will continue throughout the country. We know that we all need it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the drought that is facing South Africa, in certain parts of South Africa and across the world also inshallah. Everyone needs rain, we need water. Well, as mentioned, Friday Nasiha, in this hour, what we will be doing is bringing you the beautiful sounds of Nasiha and advices on the waves of the Voice of the Cape, and that will take us up until 11:30 this morning. My guest in studio is Sheikh Yusuf Hasib, Imam of the Town Center Masjid. Sheikh Yusuf, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Friday Nasiha.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran, Brother Muhammad Fasih.
Jazakallah. It's always a pleasure to have Sheikh in studio. Especially on the Jummah, Allah bless us and what we are about to talk about, inshallah. I mean, Sheikh, today we will be speaking about Sadaqah, and we know that Rasulullah was the most generous of all human beings and of all mankind, subhanallah. And to emulate him and to show that mercy would be for us to give as much sadaqah as possible. But obviously to define the term sadaqah and to go deeper into what it is to really give, inshallah. I hand over to Sheikh Yusuf Asad.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ittaba huda wa ba'd. Once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our brothers and sisters on this beautiful Friday morning. I think, Brother Fasih, it's very important for us to really understand the role, or rather how Islam looks at money before we look at charity. Many people make the statement that money is the root of all evil, and possibly it can be. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in a hadith reported by Ka'b ibn Malik al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala an, ma dhi'ban ja'i'an ursila fi ghanamin bi'afsadin laha min hirs al-mar' ala al-mal wa sharaf li dinihi. This hadith is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, Ad-Darimi and others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that no two hungry wolves set free on a flock of sheep is more dangerous than a person's love for money and honor to his deen. When we the amount of love, or the extent of our love for money, is more dangerous to our deen than two hungry wolves set free on a flock of sheep. We know the disaster that will happen when hungry wolves come to a flock of sheep. They'll annihilate the entire flock. Now, similarly, when we give into our desires of wanting to have lots of money and our desires of honor, this is similarly detrimental to our deen. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in these words, teaches us the importance of being aloof of the deen, but aloof of money, but at the same time, he doesn't make money out to be an evil entity in itself. Because as one of the pious predecessors, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "Al-malu fi zamanina hadha silah al-mu'minin." That money in our times, and here we talk about centuries back, "Al-malu fi zamanina silah al-mu'minin," that the money in our time is the weapon of the believer. We can see in our communities in South Africa and in neighboring African countries the amount of money being put in by the missionaries to call people to Christianity. We even find within our communities, Mitchell's Plain, for example, Manenberg, throughout the Western Cape, people struggle. And then the church comes, offers them some money, and unfortunately, our brothers, they are weak. They leave this deen of Islam for a bit, little bit of money. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the iman of all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. So in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually explains to us that liking beautiful things and liking nice things, it's not an evil thing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in this hadith report by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, that لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر, that no person will enter paradise who has even an atom's weight of kibr in his heart. ولا يدخل النار من كان في قلبه ذرة من إيمان, and nobody will enter hellfire who has even an atom's weight of iman. And so a man tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, inni uhibbu an yakuna thawbi hasana wa na'li hasana, afa min al-kibr dhalik. A man tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, I like that my thawb is, I wear nice thawb and my sandals be nice, you know, the best quality. Is this part of kibr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, inna Allah jameel yuhibbul jamal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and he loves beauty. So the issue of having money, it's not something that Islam looks down upon, but rather our approach to money, how our attachment is to money. So true zuhd, true zuhd is when we have the money in our hands, but we do not have the money in our hearts. When we lose the money, it's fine. When we have the money, we spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to keep us safe from falling into the pitfalls of desires of money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place certain mechanisms. Zakah, sadaqah, sadaqatul fitr, another, and so forth and so on, whereby the person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala explains the difference between a generous person and a stingy person. And he says, as-sakhi qareeb min Allah ta'ala wa min khalqihi wa min ahli, that a person who is generous is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is close to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and he is close to paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who enter paradise, Ameen. Inshallah. Ameen. وَبَعِيدٌ عَنِ النَّارِ, and he is far away from hell fire.
The voice of Sheikh Yusuf Hasib, the program Friday Nasiha. We're speaking about Sadaqah this morning. When we come back from this break, we will continue. Stay tuned.
البرنامج الدين في يوم الجمعة يوم الجمعة يوم الجمعة. Programs of religion on a Friday only on the Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Friday Nasiha on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo. And don't forget, 95.8 FM if you're listening to us in the Boland. We are speaking this morning about Sadaqah, and I'm in studio with Sheikh Yusuf Hasib, who beautifully outlined some of the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in Sadaqah for us as human beings. When we think of Sadaqah, we think about, I'm giving it away to someone else, I'm making their lives easier, and I'm making their lives better, but how it enriches us, subhanAllah, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Sadaqah purifies us and helps us to refocus, subhanAllah. Sheikh, fayta fadl.
Alhamdulillah. Just before the break, we were quoting a saying of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, where he described the generous person as being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being close to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being close to paradise. And then he goes on to describe the stingy person, and he says, وَالْبَخِيلْ بَعِيدْ عَنْ خَلْقِ بَعِيدْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ قَرِيبْ مِنَ النَّارِ, that the person who is stingy, he is far away from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, near hellfire, far from paradise. And then he goes on and he says, فَجُودُ الرَّجُلْ يُحْبِبُهُ إِلَىٰ الدَّالِ, that a person who is you know, generous, even his enemies start to love him. And a person who is stingy, even his own children start to dislike him. You know, the father never wants to give anything to the children. They start to dislike the father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, insha'Allah ta'ala. So money in itself, like we said, is not something evil. It's something good. It's something which is used for the benefit of al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even calls it a support mechanism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَا أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Do not give the foolish persons your money, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a means of support for you. So we said different mechanisms are put in place, and one of these mechanisms is the mechanism of sadaqah. Now sadaqah and zakah, these words are often used interchangeably. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَى. That verily, the sadaqat, and yeah, it means zakah, is for the fuqara, wal-masakeen, wal-amilina alayha. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes in until the end of the verse, describing the 8 categories of people who qualify to get zakah or to receive zakah. So sadaqah is giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now sadaqah comes in different forms. In a hadith reported by Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says, إِنَّ نَاسًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالُوا لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالْأُجُورِ يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And this is such a beautiful, you know, look at the companions and how they used to look at the wealthy people in the community. They didn't have envy, they didn't have dislike, but rather they looked at these rich people, you know, being ahead of them in becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the fact that they had money to give in sadaqah. So they come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they say, Ya Rasulullah, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بُالْأُجُورِ. Ya Rasulullah, the rich people, they have taken all the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّ. They pray the way we pray. وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ. And they fast the way we fast. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And they give in charity their surplus wealth. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله tells him, أوليس قد جعل الله لكم ما تصدقون. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not enriched you with things with which you can give charity. إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة. So يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us that sometimes we might not have actual wealth to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he gives us here a list of things which takes the place of monetary charity. When he says, إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time you say Subhanallah, it is a sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. And every takbira, when you say Allahu Akbar, is a sadaqah. وَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every time you say Alhamdulillah, this is also a sadaqah. وَكُلُّ تَهْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every tahleel, every time you say La ilaha illallah, this is also a sadaqah. So in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the reward of charity. In our morning dhikrs and evening dhikrs, this is where we attain even the reward of charity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةٍ. And ordering with good, this is also a sadaqah. How a greater gift can we give somebody than guiding him to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We can give him millions and he ends up in hellfire that millions has not benefited him at all. But if we guided him to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he enters paradise, this is not only beneficial to him, but it is beneficial to to you also. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, for a man to be guided by your hands through your efforts, it's better than reed camels. The reed camels was the most prized position in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, so no, you know, monetary, no wealth, no material wealth can come close to guiding someone to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَ. And similarly, forbidding somebody from evil is also a صَدَقَ. وَفِي بُضْءِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and being intimate with your spouse is also a صَدَقَ. Imagine. And so the companion says, Ya Rasulullah, how can that be? أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٍ. Does a person fulfill his desires and he gets a reward for that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهَا فِيهَا وِزْرٍ. Don't you see that if he had fulfilled his desires in a haram way, would he not have, earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earned the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرٍ. And similarly, when he fulfills his desires in a halal way, he receives a reward.
The voice of Sheikh Yusuf Hasib, and this is the program Friday Nasiha on the Voice of the Cape. We're going to go for a break, and when we come back, we'll continue. Stay tuned on 91.3 FM Stereo, and also send us SMS on 47913.
البرنامج الدين في يوم الجمعة يوم الجمعة يوم الجمعة. Programs of religion on a Friday, only on the Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Friday Nasiha 1057 this morning. And we're speaking about Sadaqah. The guest in studio this morning is Sheikh Yusuf Hasib of the Town Centre Masjid in Mitchell's Plain. Sheikh, welcome back.
Jazakallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best you can. وَاسْمَعُوا, listen. وَأَطِيعُوا, and obey. وَأَنْفِقُوا, and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. It is better for you. It is good for you. And very often, you know, we, like you said earlier on, people give the money away and they believe that they are benefiting the rich people, the poor people. And the rich people are not benefiting from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. It is better for you. If we look at countries where education is free, where, healthcare is free, we find that people will turn less to crime. You know, sometimes it is the situation of people that make them turn to crime. So when we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we give sadaqah, when we give zakah, when we, assist in educational projects, it is good for us and it's good for them. And so we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this very clear. It is better for you. The benefit of zakah and sadaqah starts with you, and then it goes over to the less fortunate person. And amazingly, weeks back I did a program for the Ghuraba show on a Sunday, and I wanted to look at where the weekend system came from. And they said it was after the Industrial Revolution. And one of the people who were instrumental in giving Saturdays and Sundays off in the week was Henry Ford, because he realized that the cars that he was producing, the people working in the factory, if they worked 7 days a week and they didn't get any weekend, they wouldn't be able to use the cars, they wouldn't buy the cars, and he would suffer in the end. So spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the cycle. We find poor people in the